Hello and welcome to the Adam Rabbit Galaxy podcast, where we combine crystals, manifestation, and mindset work. I'm your host, Ashley, creator of the best-selling Etsy shop, Adam Rabbit, crystal enthusiast and professional hype girl. I'm so happy your intuition led you here today. Now let's dive in. One of the most dreamy and romantic periods of the year has officially begun, Pisces season. Pisces season, which takes place from February 19th until March 20th, is the best time to tap into your creativity and focus on your inner healing, but with a loving approach. Instead of being overly critical of yourself, hustling, and very goal-oriented, which can be the energy during Capricorn or Aquarius season, Pisces season has a much more compassionate and empathetic mood to it. Pisces is an emotional water sign ruled by Neptune, the planet of dreams and illusions. This season will call us to look at all parts of ourselves with love and acceptance. Pisces are known for being tender-hearted, connected to their spirituality, and very intuitive. They are typically comfortable expressing their emotions and encourage others to do the same. Since Pisces are natural-born healers and don't mind getting deep with new people, you may find yourself taking on someone else's problems during Pisces season. There will be a delicate balance between lending a helping hand or being there for someone, but not to the point where you are taken advantage of or completely drained. So be aware of how much energetically you are giving to others and not neglecting your own needs. The first recommended crystal for Pisces season is a crystal of emotional clarity, aquamarine. Pisces are known for going with the flow and not being able to thrive when things are too strict or rigid. Aquamarine embraces moving fluidly, just like Pisces are known for. Aquamarine is also nicknamed the Mermaid Stone, and it is the birthstone for March. Aquamarine is actually a blue variety of beryl that crystallizes in hexagon columns. The blue color found in aquamarine forms due to the iron levels found within the piece. Aquamarine can be found all over the world, but the highest quality pieces are typically mined in Pakistan or Afghanistan. Aquamarine is associated with the heart and throat chakra and is known to help you speak your truth, which aligns with the spirit of Pisces season perfectly. If you find yourself needing to speak up for yourself, choose the right words, or maybe you're smack dab in the middle of some conflict, aquamarine is a great crystal to wear or keep in your purse or pocket. The very calming energy combined with the crystal being known for inner strength will have the most impact when it's physically touching you like a worry stone. Aquamarine is also a very spiritual crystal. Even though it is not commonly associated with spirituality or intuition, it is a heart opener, which will be especially helpful for beginning any sort of new gratitude practice this Pisces season or shifting your perspective during a difficult time. As far as feng shui purposes, aquamarine is great to place in your office or workspace, especially if you have been overwhelmed lately, and it'll bring in this calming and soothing energy to the space while also focusing on intellect and communication. Aquamarine is a wonderful crystal to help you embrace the deep emotions during Pisces season while washing away self-doubt, criticism, so you can feel more open and creative. The next recommended crystal for Pisces season is a crystal full of love and balance, rhodonite. Rhodonite is named from the Greek word meaning a rose due to its unique color variations of deep pink, red, and sometimes black speckled in. People often confuse rhodonite and rose quartz, but rhodonite is a much deeper red and pink, whereas rose quartz will be more of a transparent, gemmy, light pink. Rhodonite was originally found in Russia, but can now be found all over the world. Rhodonite is deeply connected to the heart chakra and nicknamed the Stone of Love. It is especially helpful when you feel like you are ready to overcome and move past an emotional situation that happened in the past. Just like our deeply intuitive and emotional Pisces friends, Pisces season can cause you to take things a little too personally, make assumptions, or just react too quickly. Rhodonite helps with emotional wounds, finding balance, and feeling confident again, especially if you have gone through some level of rejection. It is also a very intuitive crystal. Even though, just like aquamarine, it is not typically thought of as a spiritual crystal or a crystal to help with psychic abilities, but it is a very dreamy crystal that helps you strengthen your heart and go after what you really want. Rhodonite is a wonderful crystal to gift to someone going through a hard time, especially right now. Because there are just so many meanings of rhodonite, they will likely be able to connect with it easily, even if they are new to working with crystals. This Pisces season embraces letting go and not carrying the emotional baggage and stories from the past with you. While journaling with rhodonite, see if there is a place for forgiveness you can bring to your life, not for the other person or that situation, but forgiveness for your own peace of mind. The final recommended crystal for Pisces season is known as the Artist Stone and has a very warm and vibrant energy to it, carnelian. Carnelian is a very confident stone that helps you take bold action. Pisces season can get a bit heavy and draining, processing through all of these emotions and conversations. So carnelian is here to spice things up, bring in some fun and adventure, and help you feel more confident. Carnelian is known as the Sunset Stone and has been one of the most widely used crystals throughout many cultures in history and did not just gain popularity through TikTok last year, although it may feel that way. Carnelian does have a reputation on TikTok as being a fiery and sexy crystal. Yes, there are even sexy crystals, and carnelian's one of them. Carnelian represents power, protection, creativity, and energy. Even if you don't consider yourself an artist or the creative type, we are all born with the ability to be creative, even if it doesn't feel like it. There are many situations that require you to be creative that don't just involve fine art skills. Harness this creative energy during Pisces season by trying something new or nostalgic to tap into your inner child. You know, Pisces is all about sentimentality. A hobby or a craft you enjoyed as a kid, freshening up or decorating your space, or even finding the courage to really put yourself out there and sign up for that open mic night. Whatever the case may be, Pisces season is the time to let your creativity flow. Thank you for tuning in today. I'd love to hear what crystals you are drawn to during this Pisces season. If you enjoyed today's episode, take a screenshot and post to Instagram stories so more magical babes can find this podcast. Sending you so much love, and I will see you in the next episode.